How's it going?
How can we read current events such as August 12 in Charlottesville with a historical lens? More broadly, how can we create a safe and open space to talk about fascism and anti-fascism? Natasha Roth Rowland and Charles Hamilton are two doctoral students in history at UVA. They have created a monthly workshop open to all students and to the public to discuss just that.
You know, it's a very common refrain that, you know, racism doesn't go away, it just adapts to the society that it's in. And I think failing to tease that out in public discourse and in education, I don't think directly puts us where we are, but it facilitates the gradual normalization of politics and social development where this kind of resurgence of fascism and authoritarianism becomes possible.
I mean, certainly my hope, and I think I speak for Natasha as well, that we're providing the tools to understand this movement in a historical context, because it's not, there are things that are new, but it's not fundamentally new. There is this history to it, and that's what we're trying to tease out. We're trying to see what from history and from related disciplines can we use to understand our current times in this situation better.
Charles studies queer anti-fascism and the far right in 20th century Europe with a focus on Britain, France and Germany. He talked about the wave of fascism that hit Europe in the mid-1970s following a lot of fear-mongering aimed at immigrants and refugees, much like what they say is happening now in the US.
The elephant in the room, which sort of was discussed quite early on, is what happened in Charlottesville last year. Specifically, we had neo-Nazis bringing a tremendous amount of violence to the streets in Charlottesville and lack of sufficient action on the part of the police.
This inaction also rings a bell from the past. Here's Charles talking about what came to be known as the Battle of Wood Green in Britain on April 23, 1977, when fascists and anti-fascists clashed in the streets of this London suburb.
74 of the 81 people arrested are anti-fascists, and the police actually, similar to what happened here, were not able to keep the group separated, so there was just fights in the streets, and reports that the police actually defended the National Front in fights because they viewed them as the victims.
These workshops, which are funded by the Power and Violence Inequality Collective, will be held each month in various locations, either on UVA grounds or elsewhere in Charlottesville. The meetings will culminate in a conference next spring.
Soon, within the next few weeks, we'll be putting out a call for people who are interested in possibly being on those panels. We want to hear from them, so that'll be out soon.
I think part of the emphasis on having somewhat of a public profile is just to try and open up access and visibility to what we're doing, because, you know, it can sometimes feel a little bit academic, ivory tower, but as much as we can, we want that to be able to, on some level, interface with a lot of the really, really incredible organizing and activism that's been going on here in the past year by people of color, queer people, housing rights activists, etc., etc. So we want to try and develop contact in whatever way we can.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.